Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
21-22 season underway for the Wild, and they open with a victory on the road. 2-1, they beat the Ducks. So the Wild off to a solid start. Now it's the Kings as the season continues for the home team, and a new look Minnesota Wild team. Sarah McClellan joins us again. She joined us during the preseason. Good enough now, and the start of the season. And here we go. Kind of looks like last season when they spent all this time in the Honda West division. They start out west with the Ducks and the Kings. So not much has changed as of yet.
Eventually they'll start to play someone else.
Right.
Eventually they're going to get back to playing the entire league in an 82-game season. But you're right. It was kind of back to the West division setup with this road trip starting in California. And similar result. You know, obviously the Wild had a lot of success last season against Anaheim and Los Angeles, and that's the way the season started against the Ducks.
Yeah, they get the 2-1 victory, and they grind it out. Your thoughts on the win? Is this a snapshot of how the Wild are going to need to win this year?
You know, I think it very much initially kind of looked like a first game, a feeling out okay. process, some new lines. You know, I think as the game went on, you know, obviously I think the team kind of found its stride. And, you know, 40-plus shots on net. So obviously, you know, the chances were there. But I think, you know, probably took a little bit of time. I think it kind of affected the rhythm of the game to lose Marcus Foligno for so long. He was in the box serving 17 minutes of penalties. You know, near the end of the first into the second period. So he was gone for that middle part of the game. And it really looked and felt like once he returned, everything settled down and momentum flipped. Obviously, the team got a power play on his first shift back. He was in front of the net when Kevin Piala scored the equalizer on that ensuing power play. And then with 7.2 seconds to go in the third, Foligno delivers the game-winning goal. So, you know, a credit to his effort, obviously a veteran leader. He was named an alternate captain before the season. But I think just getting everybody back in place and getting that kind of groove back was super helpful to pulling out a win in obviously very dramatic fashion.
Yeah, and good to see Fiala and Kaprizov get goals or points. Fiala the goal, Kaprizov an assist on Fiala's goal. Obviously, huge keys when it comes to scoring for the Minnesota Wild is to get those guys going early and keep them healthy. It'll be a big key.
Especially the power play. You know, that was obviously an area that struggled last season for this team. And, you know, initially first game to get so many chances, I'm sure it felt good for that unit to finally deliver and deliver an important goal. Like I said, the tying goal, you know, initially it kind of looked like they were struggling to set up and find shots and kind of obviously execute. So, you know, that'll be something to watch moving forward if the power play can kind of find a rhythm and be a more consistent contributor after its struggle last season.
And you will take what you got from Cam Talbot against the Ducks every night this season. You know, depending on how many starts he gets in this 21-22 season, vintage Cam Talbot last night, absolutely ideal.
Yeah, you know, he looked like he kind of picked up where he left back off from last season. Obviously, this is his second season as the Wild starting goaltender, and he was steady. You know, the types of saves that you need, especially late on the penalty kill. I think of that kind of toe save he made on Ryan Getzlaf in front. That could have been a 2-1, you know, score in Anaheim's favor, and it wasn't. It kept the game tied. And then obviously that paved the way for Foligno's game winner. So those are the types of saves that, you know, starting goalies that teams need to stay in games and that you count on, as a team from your leader, from your goaltender. So no, he looked, you're right, vintage Talbot from how steady he was last season. And, you know, we'll see what the team does tonight. Another game, a back to back, you know, not a lot of travel, obviously going from Anaheim, Los Angeles, but it'll be interesting to find out if the team goes back to Talbot or maybe gives Kapokakinen a game, split the back to back and then go home for the home opener on Tuesday.
Yeah, Winnipeg in town on Tuesday. What is the read on the Kings? I know the Wild were able to feast a bit on these Southern California clubs a year ago. How do you see, you know, the Kings in this game tonight? Because it is the second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah, you know, I think they're kind of very much in a similar position as the Ducks are in that, you know, these are still kind of teams that are regrouping, rebuilding, but they've opened up more opportunity for young players. And so you kind of saw that obviously a little bit with the Ducks lineup. And then, you know, again, with the Kings, I think they're kind of at that crossroads where they're trying to find that sweet spot of having these young players come in and take roles, but also have that veteran leadership. They started the season on a high note, beating Vegas 6-2. So, you know, that's probably a feel good start for them. You know, we'll see how tonight's game plays out. But again, you know, especially at home after such a successful win, I'm sure they're going to have a lot of energy on their side.
One other thing I wanted to bring up from the game last night, blue line without Ryan Suter. What did you notice? I know they still have veteran presence and familiar faces back there, but this will be, I think, a developing story as we go through the season. Without such a rock like Ryan Suter back on the blue line night in and night out, how will they be consistently as a group?
Yeah, it's going to be different. And, it obviously looks different when you subtract three regulars and you add three more players in.
For sure.
It's going to probably take time to get partners on the same page, though. But, you know, I think that long training camp probably helped with that. We might see some, you know, rotation on that third pairing next to Dmitry Kulikov. John Merrill got the first game, but I know Jordy Benn is waiting in the wings, and he's someone else they feel that they can call on and play. So, you know, just, yeah, a little bit of a different look, obviously, after years of relying on the same top four. But I think probably in time, the more games this unit logs together, the more, you know, that rhythm and cohesiveness will develop.
Late start tonight against the Kings, and they return home. And then rivalry renewed. A little bit about the opener real quickly, Sarah. Sarah McClellan, by the way, joining us, covers the Wild for the Star Tribune online at startribune.com. Minnesota and Winnipeg, because of the realignment last year due to COVID and the Canadian teams played in the Canadian division, the Jets come to town, and there's always Winnipeg fans in the building. It's a raucous atmosphere, and it's opening night. This should be fun.
Yeah, you know what? Winnipeg had a real upstart season last season, and you know, I think many people will remember their competitiveness from the Central Division before that, but to sweep Edmonton in the first round of the playoffs, you know, and to take the strides and really kind of have maybe some subtle under the radar moves in the off season to get better, you know, on their blue line, a Brendan Dillon, a Nate Schmidt. This is a team that really has that strength from the back out. And then you have the Blake Wheelers and the Mark Scheifele's of the world up front. So I think they're going to be a player in this Central Division. Obviously, Colorado is the favorite, but Winnipeg could be a measuring stick, and it could be obviously a telling matchup for the Wild the rest of the season.
Well, Sarah, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much for the time, and well, we certainly appreciate your coverage.
Sounds good. Take care, Steve.
All right. Sarah McClellan, once again, doing a great job on that Wild beat again this year for the Star Tribune. They get the Kings tonight after a 2-1 win over the Ducks. Cam Talbot is certainly rock solid, and then the Jets on Tuesday, and then a bit of a breather before the Ducks come back to town on Saturday. So the old Honda West flavor to start the season. Then they jump into more division play with the Nashville Predators. And then they make that trip out to Vancouver, the old Northwest Division days. So some old friends on the schedule early in the season for the Wild.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.